Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Whether you call him Pops or Satch, Louis Armstrong was likely the single most influential figure in jazz. And so sharing time in the spotlight with Satchmo was almost like a jazz benediction. Luckily, Armstrong was more than willing to share the stage. And this week on the show, I'll be looking at some favorite duet recordings Louis had with his many famous friends. Coming up, we'll hear Armstrong with Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and many more. It's Satchmo and Friends, coming up next on Afterglow.
Your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Bamba do 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 do, the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I always, always keep the memory of us. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Swinging, boys.
Ha ha ha!
than
the way we dance till three.
Oh, yes. The way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Will you repeat that again, dearie, please?
No, they can't take that away from me.
Louis Armstrong with Ella Fitzgerald, and one of their more famous duets, the George and Ira Gershwin song, They Can't Take That Away From Me. That comes from the 1956 Verve LP called Ella and Louis, featuring the Oscar Peterson Quartet, and of course, Louis Armstrong performing on trumpet. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the times that Pops, a.k.a. Louis Armstrong, shared the spotlight with other singers. Despite already being a legend by the 1930s, Armstrong was more than gracious to share the stage with others. A quick glance through his complete discography reveals that Louis sang with over 30 singers in his career, many of them in live concerts. I'll be featuring mostly studio recordings this hour. Before I get to some famous names like Bing Crosby and Billie Holiday, I want to turn my attention to a less famous singer who possibly shared the spotlight with Louis more than anyone else, and that's Velma Middleton. Middleton had the personality of a vaudeville star and the chops of a blues diva. From 1942 through her death in 1961, she was the primary vocalist, first in Louis Armstrong's orchestra in the early 40s and then with his All-Stars starting around 1947. Middleton had personality, wit, and skill to match Armstrong's antics, and despite being 16 years younger than Louis, she often served as the more mature person on stage. Here's Louis Armstrong and Velma Middleton in 1951 with the Irving Berlin song, You're Just in Love, on Afterglow.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. Now I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need no analyzing, man.
No.
It is not so surprising.
Oh, yes.
That you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. Pops, I know what's the matter. Because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. A rub down with the velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, man, you're in love.
You don't need
analyzing.
And there's no one
there.
It is
not so surprising that
I smell blossoms
very strange, but
and
nice.
The trees are bare.
Your heart goes
pitter-patter. I seem to
Pops,
walk on
I
air.
Know what's the matter.
I wonder why.
Because I've been there
I
once or twice.
I
drape your head on my shoulder.
In my sleep
you need
at
some
night.
Chick who's older. Or up down
and
with cool, the velvet
I've lost my appetite. Stars
there is nothing you can take to relieve
the
that groovy ache. You're not sick, Pops, you're in love.
What you mean I'm in love, honey? Dig yourself
you
down.
You're not sick, man, you're in love.
Love.
apple of my eye. You're luscious and you're sweet. You're the apple of my eye. You're sweet enough to eat. Mm. Now since we met, I always get that certain feeling. And furthermore, I love you, for you're so appealing. You're the apple of my eye. Your kisses are delish. They're tastier than homemade apple pie. I'll hang around your orchard till I win your heart, 'cause you're the only apple in my apple cart. I'm gonna shake your tree until you fall for me, 'cause you're the apple of my eye.
Now look here, Velma. You know you're the apple of my eye too, baby. You luscious and you're sweet. You're the apple of my eye. You're sweet enough to eat. Now since we met, I always get that certain feeling.
Me too.
And furthermore, I love you for you. So appealing.
Yeah.
You're the apple of my eye. Your kisses are delish. They're tastier than a homemade apple pie. Now dig this, Pamela. Huh? Now speaking of your history, so they say, if I ate an apple, that'll keep that old doctor away.
Bad man.
Gonna shake your tree until you fall for me, 'cause you're the apple of my eye.
Hey, Pops,
you
want
that,
this?
Baby? You want?
You're the apple of my eye.
Papa, don't tease my dear.
Apple of my eye.
Then, when Adam ate that apple, darling, I believe that this is just exactly what he said to you.
But dig this, Pops, I'm gonna shake your tree.
Girl, look like you trying to fall for me, 'cause you
apple of my eye.
Louis Armstrong in 1951 with the primary vocalist in his group, the All-Stars, Velma Middleton. Just now we heard Armstrong and Middleton with You're the Apple of My Eye, and before that, You're Just in Love. Louis Armstrong's first vocal records came in 1926 with his Hot Five and Hot Seven groups, and it wasn't too long after that that he started singing duets. His first duets were mostly with his wife at the time, Lil Armstrong.
Now, Mama, when the rain turns to snow and it's 90 below, that's when I'll come back to you.
But not long after, he was performing with some bigger stars. Here's a recording of Louis Armstrong and his orchestra in 1929 with singer and songwriter Hoagy Carmichael. This is the two of them singing Carmichael's original tune, Rockin' Chair, on Afterglow.
Got you, Father.
My cane laid by my side.
Cane by your side.
Fetch me that gin, son.
I ain't got no gin, Father.
Boy, can you hide now?
You gonna turn my hide.
I can't get from this cabin.
What cabin joking?
I ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Just let me here grabbing.
Grabbing the flies around this rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
My dear old Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven you been?
Have you been home?
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
For the end of the troubles. I see
you. I see, Daddy.
Oh, rocking chair, kiddies.
Rocking chair, getting old.
Judgment day, yes, sir.
Judgment day is in hell.
Chained to my rocking chair.
Louis Armstrong and His Orchestra in 1929, featuring singer and songwriter Hoagy Carmichael with Rockin' Chair. Hoagy played the father character in that song, while Louis played the son. Armstrong would go on to perform that song many more times in his career as a duet with singer and trombonist Jack Teagarden. It wasn't only solo vocalists that Louis Armstrong sang with. On occasion, he would sing with entire vocal groups, including the Golden Gate Quartet, the Judd Conlin Rhythmaires, the Hi-Los, and the Mills Brothers. In 1937, Armstrong made several recordings with the Mills Brothers for Decca Records, featuring Armstrong's trumpet playing over the Mills Brothers' vocal accompaniment. Here's one from June of 1937. This is Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers with the old 1905 song, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree, on Afterglow.
In the shade of the old apple tree, when the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard, like the song of the bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me, I could hear the dull buzz of the bee. In the blossoms, as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
In the shade of old apple tree.
Apple tree.
When the love in your eyes I could see.
I could see.
Mama, when the voice that I heard, like a song of birds, seemed to whisper sweet music to me.
Music to me.
I could hear the dull buzz of the bee.
Buzz of the bee.
In the blossom as you said to me.
Said to me.
Mama, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you.
Yes, shade of the old apple tree. Ya-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Ya-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers in 1937 with In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. In 1950, Louis Armstrong teamed up with another Louis, Louis Jordan, that is. The two both had a good sense of humor, an excellent sense of rhythm, plus they recorded for the same record label, which made the partnership easy. Naturally, when they recorded together, their songs leaned closer to novelty records. In fact, this next tune was something that had been in Armstrong's repertoire since 1931. This is Louis Armstrong and Louis Jordan in 1950 with I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You, on Afterglow.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. You know you've done me wrong. You stole my wife and gone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Talk about it, Jordan, talk about it.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. The bugs can have you when I'm done. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Ah, let me talk about him a while. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you old rascal. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use to you running, you old rascal, you.
Run, Satch!
There ain't no use to him running, you rascal, you.
Catch up with him, catch up with him.
There ain't no use to you to run, cause I done went to the pawn shop and got my gun.
Shot him in the foot. You mess with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you mess with my wife, you rascal, you. You mess with my wife, now I'm gonna take your life. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Let me talk about him again. Now, I wonder what you got, do you rascal, you. I said, I wonder what you got, you rascal, you. I said, I wonder what you got that makes my wife think you so hot. You dog. Throw him out, throw him out.
Louis Armstrong and Louis Jordan in 1950 with a standard from Armstrong's repertoire, I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You. That recording was for Decca Records. Decca likely set up many of Armstrong's duets throughout the years. It's customary for a record label to pair up two of their big stars. That's likely what happened in 1949 when Louis Armstrong teamed up with Decca's more controversial star, Billie Holiday, who had been in and out of jail on drug-related charges. The two recorded a pair of songs, You Can't Lose a Broken Heart and My Sweet Hunk of Trash. Only this time, it was Armstrong who was providing the controversy. On the recording of My Sweet Hunk of Trash, the two singers were having fun with ad-lib banter between all the lines. After Holiday's line, Now when you stay out very late, it sure makes me wait, Armstrong replies with, How come, baby? Only in Armstrong's gravelly voice, How come sounds like something, well, much more obscene. Decca even pulled the record and tried to redub the line with someone else's voice. It was a big controversy in 1949. Here is the original undubbed version of that song now, The line in question comes about 3 minutes in. See if you can hear it. This is Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday with My Sweet Hunk of Trash on Afterglow.
You don't add up too much. Ain't got that glamour touch. You're trifling lazy. Ain't worth a cigarette ash.
Look out there, mama. Look out there. You carry me too fast. Watch it, baby.
You're just my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash.
My, my, how you sound.
You're very short on looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb when it comes to books.
Look out, baby, watch it, honey.
And you stay full of corn, just like succotash.
What you want me to do in my idle moments?
You're just a good for nothing but my sweet hunk of trash.
Let me get a word in there, honey. You running your mouth.
You said I've worried you for years. I'm just a barfly mooching beers. While you sweat over a hot stove, slinging hash.
Work my fingers right down to the elbows.
Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Forced to admit it, baby.
You said I spread my love all around and with the chicks all over town. But how can I when you keep me broke so I can't spend no cash? Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Listen here, Pops. You know you lie about your youth.
I don't lie, baby. I'm just careless with the truth, that's
how
all.
How careless can you be?
Oh, no.
With all young chicks, you try to make a flash.
No, baby, it ain't like that, no.
But you're still my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash. Now when you stay out very late, it sure makes me mad to wait.
How come, baby?
'Cause you come home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
Yeah, 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 watch it, baby, watch it.
You're just good for nothing, but you're my sweet hunk of trash.
Yes, indeed.
A broken heart. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk, think it over while strolling neath the moon. Don't say things in December. You'll regret in June. Weigh your remarks before you speak, or you may be sorry soon. Don't be erratic, be diplomatic to keep your hearts in tune. Cruel, harsh words often spoken will upset your apple cart. So don't lose your head, then lose your guy. 'Cause you can't lose a broken heart.
Look out, don't lose your head, than lose your gal. You can't lose a broken heart, babe. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk and think it over while strolling beneath the moon. Don't say things in December. Baby, you'll regret too soon. Weigh your remarks before you speak, or you may be sorry soon. Babe, don't be erratic, be diplomatic to keep your hearts in tune. Babe, true harsh words often spoken will upset your apple cart, babe. So don't lose your head and lose your girl, 'cause you can't lose a broken heart. Ba-ba-ba-ba-zen-zen.
No, you can't. No. Can't lose a broken heart.
Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday with two Decca recordings from 1949. Just now we heard You Can't Lose a Broken Heart, and before that, My Sweet Hunk of Trash. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear more duets with Louis Armstrong, including his work with Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring Louis Pops Armstrong this hour, looking at his work with some singing friends. One of Armstrong's most frequent duet partners, and certainly one of his most famous, was the great Ella Fitzgerald. In terms of vocal tone, the two couldn't have been more different. But in terms of status, there were hardly two people more evenly matched than Ella and Louis. Before their famous set of albums together for Verve Records in the late 1950s, Ella and Louis first teamed up in the late 1940s and early 1950s for Decca Records, where they were both signed. I'll start with a recording they made in August of 1950. This is Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald with the Gus Kahn tune, Dream a Little Dream of Me, on Afterglow.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams. Till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've got to make me a promise.
Oh, yeah.
Promise to me you'll dream. Dream a little dream of me.
In when I walk out, and who gives you that high, baby? Who's the who got me jealous of you?
Who walks in when I walk out? Now don't you know you're my baby? Who's the who got me worrying too?
Now when we kiss, I kinda miss something that used to be.
Every day while I'm away, I get a feeling that you're fooling me.
Oh, who walks in when I walk out? And who gives you that hi, baby? Who's who got me jealous of you? Get that feeling you're fooling me.
Who walks in when I walk out? And who gives you that high, baby? Who's the who got me jealous of you? Got me jealous of you.
Two Decca recordings from 1951 with Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Just now, the song Who Walks In When I Walk Out, and before that, Dream a Little Dream of Me. In 1956, Norman Granz's new Verve record label had poached Ella Fitzgerald from Decca. That same year, Granz had also produced a concert at the Hollywood Bowl starring Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. So Granz managed to arrange a one-day recording session the day after that Hollywood Bowl concert to feature both Ella and Louis recapturing their magic together from the early 1950s. And what a magical day it was. The Oscar Peterson Trio served as the accompaniment, along with drummer Buddy Rich. Armstrong's trumpet playing wasn't as strong as it used to be, so he relied mostly on his singing. But Armstrong was still in charge, choosing keys, tempos, and making some bold musical choices. Here are Ella and Louis from their 1956 Verve LP, Ella and Louis, with the Paul James and Kay Swift song, Can't We Be Friends, on Afterglow.
Thought I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can't see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again, through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust, this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh, this is how the story ends. I let her turn me down, say, can't we be friends? But that day I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down. Say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave for me the air. Why should I cry? Have a sigh. And wonder why. Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down. Say, can we be friends? Me, the world thought the heights were too high to climb, but people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned,
far from history, I headline. How many, many times the one had turned Baba Doze. They all laugh at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laugh when Edison recorded sound. They all laugh at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi Wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laugh at me warning you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change the tune. Yes, they all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us in how. But oh, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughter busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They laughed at me warning you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie.
They all said
never get together,
darling, let's take a
bow. Oh,
yes.
Oh, ho, 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 who's got the last laugh?
Let's pass laugh.
Ha,
oh,
ha,
oh,
ha.
Who's got the last laugh now?
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong in 1957 from their album Ella and Louis Again, performing the George and Ira Gershwin song They All Laughed. Before that, we heard the two of them in 1956 with Can't We Be Friends. Ella and Louis would team up again later in 1957 for an album of songs from the Gershwin opera Porgy and Bess. I have one more Louis Armstrong duet partner that I want to feature this hour, and that's Mr. Bing Crosby. Crosby's legacy in the music biz is nearly as important as Satchmo's, and the two had quite a history together. They first recorded together way back in 1936 when they teamed up on the song Pennies from Heaven.
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you?
This was a big moment in Bing's career, as he had learned much of his personal jazz style by listening to Armstrong's recordings. And the two teamed up again many more times over the years, often on Crosby's radio program, where they made memorable duets like the song Gone Fishing.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.
I want to feature a couple of late studio recordings the two made together in the 1950s and 1960s. I'll start with an album the two made together in 1960 with the help of arranger Billy May and lyricist Alan Bergman and Johnny Mercer. Here are Bing and Satchmo from the 1960 album called Bing and Satchmo, performing the Alan Bergman original tune, Let's Sing Like a Dixieland Band, on Afterglow.
Let's sing an old Dixieland song.
We will try.
Our blues will go rolling along.
Right on by.
We'll sing a bass and sweet tune. It's got the kind of beat that's swinging and sweet tonight.
Now let's sing like a Dixieland band.
I'm feeling right.
It's got a sound that is grand.
Light and bright.
I know better music in all the land.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You sing like the trombones do.
Yeah, da, da, da.
I'll take the clarinet cue.
We'll give each other a great big hand. Oh, yeah. Just singing
and swinging
like a Dixieland band.
You're doing great. We're gonna be here late. Why, this is tailor-made for the living room trade. Take a few. I read you loose. We're a crew.
Old Bing and Lou.
Who knows, we can start a trend. No horns, but plenty of blend. Ain't this the craziest one night stand?
Oh yeah.
Just singing.
Just singing.
And swinging like a Dixieland band.
Do 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 do.
Dear gentlefolk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and cats, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps and flats. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins. And you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans born. Ah, you take a stick with a lick. Take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. That's positively therapeutic. Now you has jazz, 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 Messrs. Hall and Young. That's Ed Hall. And Trumia. Now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw. Kyle. Arvel Shaw.
Now you has Mr. Barrett Deems. Listen to, well, you know who. Hey, Pops, you want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail.
I sail in, sailing.
Over the sea.
Or will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're all mold of hip in Italy.
Oh, well, Avaraduce, as for France.
Oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchman's all prefer what they call leges high.
Pull me down, take a plane.
Oh, Babadusat.
Go to Siam.
Baba.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam. Indians on.
Oh,
the Amazon.
Oh,
beat one bar and all of them are.
Oh, well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west, from the coast to the coast. Jazz is king, cause jazz is the thing the folks dig. That's jazz.
Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby from the 1956 Cole Porter film musical High Society, a film they were both featured in. That was the Porter song, Now You Has Jazz. Before that, we heard Bing and Satchmo from their 1960 album together called Bing and Satchmo, performing the Alan Bergman original tune, Let's Sing Like a Dixieland Band. And thanks for tuning in to this look at Louis Armstrong and Friends on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.